cyber attack on nuclear power plant. Sounds like the plot of a new Bond movie, doesn't it? Well, according to the respected British think tank Chatham House, it could easily be fact, not fiction. A report today claims that nuclear power plants around the world are harbouring a culture of denial about the risks of cyber hacking and that many fail to protect themselves against digital attack. Caroline Balin is the report's author, and I asked her what evidence she had to back those claims.
So I did interviews with 30 different experts in the topic, a mix of both nuclear personnel and cybersecurity personnel. So, you know, on the nuclear side, that included some people who were actually working in nuclear facilities, for example, shift managers and owner operators of nuclear facilities, and a large number of cyber experts as well.
So, and this is around the world.
The project was global in its remit. The majority of the interviews were focused on four different countries, the UK, the US, France, and Japan. That was just the bulk of them. But the other four countries were Ukraine, Canada, Russia, and Germany.
So quite a broad spread. And what struck you most about what you discovered?
Lack of full understanding of the risk. So, for example, there's this myth in the nuclear industry that nuclear power plants are air-gapped, which means that they're fully separate from the public internet. And, you know, that is still true in a number of cases, but in many other cases, you're seeing increasing internet connectivity. And sometimes nuclear facility personnel might not even realize that they're internet connected. So a few people that I interviewed said, oh, well, actually, we don't need to worry about cyber because our plants are air gapped. But there's a number of instances of, for example, forgotten connections at nuclear facilities. You know, maybe, say, a contractor goes in and installs a router just, you know, to make his life easier and intends to remove that router later and then just simply forgets. And so then all of a sudden you have a path of access. That will also open up some avenues of vulnerabilities.
Did you come across examples of where individual power plants had been hacked?
Yes. Our most famous example is Stuxnet. So this was a campaign that was most likely instigated by the United States and Israel as part of an operation to sabotage Iranian nuclear facilities. So what they did is they developed the extremely sophisticated Stuxnet worm. What it does is it causes the centrifuges at Iran's nuclear facilities to overspeed and therefore break apart.
Some nuclear operators, though, are obviously saying, look, we're not digital, therefore we don't, by definition, have the capacity to be cyber hacked or cyber attacked.
Well, the thing is, I mean, you have to remember that all it takes is a USB stick. So, for example, the Iranian nuclear facilities that were attacked by Stuxnet, those were truly air-gapped. So they had no connection to the external internet. But all it does take is, you know, a USB stick or a flash drive, or there's always going to be a need to get information off a nuclear facility or to get information onto a nuclear facility. It might be you might have to perform an upgrade, or you might have to get data on how well the facility is working. But no matter what, even if you are truly air gapped, you're going to have to breach that air gap in some way. So obviously you have less risk if you're less internet connected, but it doesn't mean that you have no risk.
That was Caroline Balon, cybersecurity expert at Chatham House.